In 1894, a leper home was opened in Carville, Louisiana. In 1921, the United States Public Health Service took control of the site, and it became the National Leprosarium. People from all over the country who were diagnosed with leprosy, or Hansen's disease, were forced to quarantine there, and many never left. I'm Betty Martin with Martin's Must Reads, and that's the setting for Amanda Scannador's novel, The Second Life of Muriel West. As the story begins, Muriel is at her doctor having some suspicious spots checked. 2 days later, she finds herself traveling in a boxcar from California to Louisiana to live at Carville's Leprosarium. She's horrified to leave her actor husband, 2 children, and rich lifestyle to live amongst those of whom she considers to be the lower classes. She needs 12 monthly negative blood tests before she can go home. First, she is in denial of the disease, then reaches acceptance, and hopes that her quarantine will only last a year. In order to pass the time, she helps out in the clinics and slowly befriends the other residents, including Frank, who's lost most of his fingers to the disease, and 10-year-old Jean, who has been abandoned at Carville by her father. The author says all the residents take new names to spare their families the shame and ostracism that accompanied the disease. They underwent painful and experimental treatments in the hopes of someday rejoining society and their families. All this for a disease that is only feebly contagious. If you're looking for a story about those who find a way to make a home when their lives are irretrievably changed, then you must read The Second Life of Muriel West by Amanda Scannador. I'm Betty Martin. For more of Martin's Must Reads, visit krcu.org.